In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate. This day I have perfected for you your religion and completed my favor upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. Chapter 5, verse 3. We praise you, O Allah, without limit, and we seek your guidance and assistance. Glad tidings. Islam is returning soon by Allah's grace and support. It will return because the bounty of the Quran remains untouched. Its outer seals are all that the predecessors have unlocked. It will return because humanity has become ready for it, both in its needs and its capacity. It will return as light without fire, for its fire, by Allah's grace and through contemporary human readiness, has become like the fire of Abraham, cool and peaceful. The age we live in today is an age of water, having left behind the age of fire. It is a watery age because it is the age of science, the material science that dominates today, and the divine science, the knowledge of Allah, which will crown and guide the material science of tomorrow. In the age of science, freedom is preserved, bloodshed is prevented, and the true scales of justice are established. The great poet Al-Busiri, master of the Prophet's praise, said, "Two things eliminate falsehood, a bestowed light or spilled blood." We have left behind the era of spilled blood, just as we have left behind the fiery age, and now we stand at the threshold of the dawning light. Indeed, this light has already risen over the highest peaks of humanity's vanguard and will soon flood the earth from all directions. On that day, the tongues of both human character and speech will proclaim the words of the most generous and exalted. Praise be to Allah, who has fulfilled his promise to us and made us inherit the earth so we may dwell in paradise wherever we wish. What an excellent reward for the workers. Chapter 39, verse 74.